Hello?
Hi, ma'am. Good evening. This is Chris from Metro Research. I'm not selling anything. We are just conducting a quick survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, any personal information will not be required, just simple questions. The first one is, if anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Does not. Okay. All right. And let me move on with the next question. The next one is if you are at least 18 years old, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I have your name here just to confirm. Marvish. Did I pronounce it right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, and the next question is, say, just to have a representation of everybody, may I ask what race are you?
African-American.
Thank you very much. Now, and what about UH? Would you like to share that?
62.
I'm sorry?
62.
Thank you very much. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you say you would definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or would not vote?
Oh, I vote every year, 100%.
Okay, so that would be definitely vote or probably vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you very much. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, I would say between satisfied and not satisfied, but I just stick with satisfied. I mean, it could be worse. You know, it was. It's gone.
So thank you very much. So that will be your answer. Satisfied?
Yes, satisfied, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, ma'am. Moving on pretty quick here. Thank you for your time, patience, and answer. Remember, your opinion is very important to the success of these researches. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you think is the, okay, let me repeat the question, sorry. Thinking about the issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focus on? You can select up to two. Let me give you the choices or options. The first one is improving the economy. Second, protecting women's reproductive freedom and abortion rights, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer. The fourth one is lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination, reducing gun violence, improving K-12 public school education, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, providing affordable child care, reducing crime, protecting LGBTQ rights, or fighting inflation.
Okay, definitely the voting rights protected for everyone, but especially, people of color, because that seems to be a going thing in trying to stop us from voting. My second one would be, I wish I could pick all of them, but my second one would probably be women's rights to, you know, with your body and everything, because I don't take kindly to a man telling me what I need to do with my, what I can and can't do with my body.
Thank you very much, ma'am. So the second one would be, let me read this one, if this is the one that you want me to select for you. Investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer? Would that be?
No, not that one. No, not that one.
Okay, standing up for... Not that one. Let me see. Increasing providing affordable, reducing crime, protecting LGBTQ rights?
No, not that one. It's dealing with the women having rights with their body.
I see here. Protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights?
Yes.
That one?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Moving on with the next part here, and just a quick, we have 20%. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Probably getting worse because everything costs sky high, and you pay more and you get less.
Thank you very much.
So it's just really. If you don't have any insurance, you are shot to hell.
Thank you, ma'am.
Pardon my speech.
Your opinion is very, very important to the success of these researches. Moving on with the next question. And in your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in this country? You can select up to two as well. Let me give you the options. The first one is poor life choices and values by some. The second one, inadequate programs to help people in poverty, sexism, or unequal pay or treatment for women, not enough good role models, poor work ethic, lack of good paying jobs opportunities, racism and discrimination, too many people depending on the government for handouts, the breakdown of the traditional family structure, an unfair or rigged economic system for the rich. You can select up to two.
Okay. I think one of them is the breakdown of the family, because I think if the family, like especially like with a lot of these young people, I think if their home life was better, you know, with the parents and everything, you know, paying attention. I know everybody's got to work, but, you know, kids are raising themselves, you know, or in the streets. So I think if they had better role models, because these kids nowadays, they have no respect, you know, for anybody, not even themselves. Let's look at the way they dress. So I think if the family, you know, was a better home life, family life, I think would, you know, we wouldn't have so much, you know, young people are, you know, just hostile. And next, I think it would be racism. And I think that's with, you know, with anybody, whether it's black or white or, you know, Muslim, or whether you're Jew or you're gay. You know, I don't like racism. So I think that we really still should work on that, because it hasn't gone away.
Thank you very much for your opinion. That is the purpose of these researches, so you can give your opinion, and it is very important to the success of these researches. So I have racism and discrimination and the breakdown of the traditional family structure, correct?
Yes, yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And moving on with the next one. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public school? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Thank you. And the next one says, do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public school? If you support, please let me know if you strongly support or somewhat support. If you oppose, please let me know also if you strongly oppose or somewhat oppose.
I strongly oppose banning any books, unless it's, you know, unless it's murdering somebody or something like that. But I strongly oppose banning books, because that's how you need to know your history so you don't repeat it. And that's where your knowledge comes from. So I don't like banning any books unless it's, you know, like I say, I'm not in, or if it's murder or something like that, then I don't have a problem with that. But I don't like, I strongly disagree with banning books.
Okay, thank you very much for sharing your opinion with us. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of this person or organization, please say so. Now, first one is Kevin McCarthy.
Are you saying Kevin McCarthy?
Yes.
I've heard of him. zero.
Okay. Thank you very much. And Joe Biden.
I would say 80. I mean, I like him, but, you know, no one's perfect, so he can always do better. So I give him an 80.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Beyonce.
I know who she is, but I don't know. It's some stuff going on with her. I mean, I like her. I like her music and everything, but you know, I'm not crazy about her or anything. So I would guess I would say, I don't know, maybe 40. I mean, I like her music, but, you know, I don't really think about her one way or the other. So, you know.
Okay, thank you. So that will be your answer?
Yeah, because like I said, I like her music, but I know there's some stuff going on people are talking about, you know. But to be honest, I really don't care.
Okay.
You know, because like I said, I like her music, but I could care less what she's doing, you know, unless she starts, you know, killing people or, you know, something like that. But, yeah.
Okay. Thank you for your answer. Next one will be Kamala Harris.
Well, yeah, I know who she is. honestly, I would probably give her a 20. She is like a worse. She is not a good vice president. She is not. I mean, you know. I mean, compared to Michelle Obama, she doesn't do anything. I mean, what is she really doing? I mean, as a vice president. So yeah, I'm kind of disappointed in her. She needs to step it up.
Thank you very much. Now, next one will be critical race theory or CRT.
Critical race. No, I don't think I've heard of that. I'm not sure what that is.
Okay. Let's move on. Let's move on with the next one. Thank you very much. Next one will be Barack Obama.
Oh, yes, definitely 100. 200 if I could give it to him.
Thank you, ma'am.
He's the best. He's best.
Thank you very much. Donald Trump.
Oh, minus 0. That man is crazy. There is something wrong with him from top to bottom. And he is a straight up racist. I don't care if people say that man is crazy. Minus 0.
Thank you.
And he don't like women. He do not like women. Any color women.
Thank you very much. What would be between 0 and 100?
What, right. for Trump?
Yes, ma'am.
0.
Thank
if I could give him a minus 0, I would. 0.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, next one will be the gay rights movement.
I've heard of it. Let me see, how can I put this? I don't have a problem with gay people. That's your life. You got to answer to God. That's on you. I don't like this new stuff where I'm a he, she. They come out with all this crazy stuff. And, like, the guys are now going into the women's locker room. That's just, that's going too far. And men talking about I'm pregnant and I have a period. And, no, that's that part of it, to me, they're disrespecting gay people. Those people are crazy, straight up. So, there's something wrong with you. And then if you don't disagree with if you don't agree with them, they want to get violent. Now, how is that? You want people to respect your choices, but you won't respect mine. You can, you can't force me to call you them, they, whatever, but they're crazy. I don't have a problem with gay people. I have a problem with those crazy people.
Thank you very much. From 0 to 100, what will be your rate on this one?
About the gay rights? I mean, I'm for gay rights, so I would have to say maybe 70. I'm for gay rights. I'm just not for the crazy people.
Thank you, ma'am. Moving on with the next part, just quick, we are already at 45%. I think we're moving pretty fast. And highly appreciate your time, patience, and answers. Now, I know it's a way up, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if the election was held today and the candidates were Donald Trump as the Republican, Joe Biden as the Democrat, and Cornel West, the third-party candidate, for who would you vote?
Definitely not Donald Trump. I think Joe, I think he's doing, he's good this term, but I think he's maybe a little bit too old to keep going. So, I like him, but, that'd be realistic. The other gentleman, I don't know who that is.
Okay.
So I can't really give you a correct answer.
Okay.
Because like I said, if I had to pick, cause I don't know who the other guy is. So I can't, if I pick him, I'm like picking somebody I don't know. So between those three, I would have to stick with Biden cause Trump is definitely out and I don't know who the other guy is. So I couldn't really give a honest answer. So I would have to stick with Biden,
So that will be your response, your answer?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, switching things up a little bit here, please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it will have a major impact on your life, 5 means a moderate impact on your life, and a zero means that you think it won't have any impact at all on your life. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is crime and violence in this country from 0 to 10.
Oh, you said how it would personally affect me?
Let me repeat the question again. It's like, switching things up a little bit, please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it will have a major impact on your life, 5 means that a moderate impact on your life, and 0 means that you think it won't have any impact at all on your life. You can use any number between 0 to 10. First one is the crime. I'm sorry.
I would personally, from my life, from what I've experienced, probably, I don't know, maybe 5, because, crime is crime. But I've been very blessed. I have not experienced any type of violence or anything like that. So I've been really actually kind of lucky. So, I mean, you know, crime affects everybody. So I would just put it at a 5.
Thank you very much.
But I personally haven't been less road rage or, you know, nothing major, but, you know.
Okay.
But I've never been robbed or anything of that nature, so.
Okay. Thank you very much for your answer. Next one will be affirmative action ending.
That's not going to affect me personally. I mean, you know, I'm retired and I work. I don't really need a, you know, I guess it's considered a helping hand. I mean, I guess it's back then, you know, it was a help. It's kind of hard to, I don't know, because, I mean, we do have racism, but I think the students should be judged on their merits, their, you know, like their knowledge, you know, if you're applying for college, what your grades are. It shouldn't make a difference what color you are. So, it's kind of hard because they are, you know, in the major cities, you know, stuff is still happening. But I just feel like, you know, I don't know. It's hard. I'm just going to say 5. I'm going to say 5.
Thank you, man. Next one would be climate change.
Oh, that's definitely a 10. Because have you seen the weather? I mean, it's crazy.
Okay. Thank you. So just to confirm, you say 10, right?
Definitely, yeah. It's definitely affected me.
100%. Thank you, ma'am, for your opinion. The country's economy going into a recession soon.
Oh, well, yeah, that's going to affect me. I mean, I'm retired and, you know, my income is pretty much secure, but, you know, like every day you go to the grocery store, your medication. I just bought some medicine for my son. It was $500. I mean, I have insurance, so I'm blessed. But imagine the people that don't have insurance. $500 medication, it's like medicine or food, place to stay. So I think a recession will affect everybody in one way or another, whether it's somebody makes a lot, and like for me, I think it'll be a little because I think I'm more financially secure than, you know, some people. So I I would say like maybe an 8.
Okay.
Probably.
Thank you very much, man. Highly appreciate your time, patience, and answers. And we're moving with the next part. We already have 50%. And now I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement for each one. Please tell me if you agree or disagree. If you agree, let me know if you strongly agree or somewhat agree. If you disagree, please also let me know if you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree. Here's the first one. The government should provide free childcare to all families. Would you say you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I agree, but I think you should be working. Okay. You should be working, or, you know, because it's like, yeah, you're working, so you need somebody to take care of your kids while you're working. If you're just sitting home and you're not doing anything, no. I think that it should be a condition, like, you know, you're working, you got a job, we can help you out.
Okay.
So I somewhat agree. You know, it's because, you know, it's always a rotten apple in the barrel that messed up for everybody.
Thank you very much.
So,
next one will be raise the salaries of public school teachers and support staff. Strongly.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, 100%. Yes, what them teachers have to go through, Jesus Christ, they need hazard pay. Yes, I strongly agree. They need to get paid. Jesus Christ.
Thank you very much. Now, the next one, it will be the government should pass a law that creates a federal pay family.
Wait a minute, say what? Okay, let, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Let me repeat the question. It says, the government should pass a law that creates a federal pay family and medical leave program for all workers to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition. You say you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
Okay. Okay, let me see if I understand you correctly. Okay, you said that there should be a... Okay, read that to me again, because I think I didn't get everything.
Sure. The question says, the government should pass a law that creates a federal pay family and medical leave program for all workers to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition.
Oh, I agree with that.
Would you
strongly.
Strongly? Okay.
Strongly.
Thank you. Ban assault weapons.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Next one will be the government should legalize marijuana for citizens over the age of 21 for medical and recreational use.
I agree because I don't smoke. It's not my thing. But I think definitely for people with medical issues, recreational, I'm not too keen on that because, you know, but I think definitely for if you have a medical issue and it helps you with, you know, help you medically. So I agree because, you know, people, they smoke anyway, so you might as well, you know. I don't, it's not my thing. I don't do, you know. So I just agree, you know.
You say strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I would say somewhat agree. Can I just put agree? Because somewhat, I would say agree. Not strongly, but just agree in the middle.
Okay, well, the options of the system show me, and I have to select one of them. Is it strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I'll just say somewhat agree.
Okay.
Somewhat agree because I'm strongly for the medical, but the rest of it for recreational, I don't agree with that. So I say somewhat agree.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Now, the government... The next one is say the government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so the abortion is legal nationwide. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
Oh, I strongly agree because I don't want anybody telling me what I can and can't do without my body. I mean, I'm not having any more kids or anything, but it's my body. I'm not going to have a man telling me what I can and can't do with my body. So I strongly agree that, you know, I got a real problem with that.
Thank you very much. And your opinion is very, very important to the success of these researches. Now, the next one is says, you say strongly agree. What's your answer, right? Just to confirm?
Right, yeah. I'm against... you know, that they have, women, read it again, so I make sure I'm
sure. The question was, children, okay. The question was, the government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide.
Yeah, I strongly agree with that.
Okay. And the other one, the last one on this part, actually, children under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergoing surgery or taking hormone blockers.
I strongly agree. I think they should, once they hit 18, then they can make that decision if that's what they want to do. But these young kids and, that's crazy.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Now, highly appreciate your time. We are at 70%. Now, next one is saying, which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? I'm going to read the options. And the first one is fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child. Second one, mothers giving birth to a child. Third one, caring for a family member with a serious health condition. Death of a family member, fathers adopting a child. When dealing with a mental health episode, sickness or serious injury, or mothers adopting a child.
Okay, yes, I strongly agree that all of those should be able to get time off of that.
Well, in this one, the question, let me repeat the question for you once again, and you can select the top one for you, whatever you want me to select for you. The question say, in which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? First one, again, father whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child, mother giving birth to a child, caring for a family member with a serious health condition, death of a family member, fathers adopting a child, when dealing with a mental health episode, sickness or serious injury, or mothers adopting a child.
Okay, and how many can I pick?
You can select as many as you want. The top one, you can select the top ones that you would prefer.
The top one. Well, then I would say paid leave for the mother that's giving birth.
Okay. Would you like to select any other one? Or we can continue?
The mother giving birth. What was the one after the mother giving birth? It was like a death in the family.
Okay.
Dealing with a family member with a serious health, mental
okay.
episode. Yeah, those three.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, how often would you say you experience racism and discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Me personally, not at all.
Okay.
I've just been really, really blessed.
Okay. Thank you very much for sharing that with us. In your opinion, it is very important. Now, just a quick, we're at 73%. Now, have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? Please let me know if it applies to you or someone in your household. If any of this, violent crime such as assault.
No.
Thank you. Money or property was stolen?
No.
Thank you. Next one will be home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
Thank you. Car was stolen or broken into?
No.
Thank you, ma'am. Moving on to the next part here, 80%. Switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First grade to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate or with a degree, or postgraduate with a master?
I would say some vocational training because I was in the military.
Okay.
So I went through a lot of classes and while I was in the military, but I also graduated from high school, so.
Okay. So should I select a high school graduate or some vocational certificate?
Yes, some vocational certificate.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. We'll get into the last part here, 80%. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single?
Single. 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 Okay. Single and lovely.
Thank you, ma'am. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
No. No.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Now, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
I live in a city, so it's half and half. It's urban. Well, I don't know. I guess it's, probably urban, because I live in a city, but it's not a big city. It's not like Chicago or anything like that, because I'm near Raleigh. I don't want to say rural, so I guess I would have to say urban, I guess.
Okay, thank you. Now, highly appreciate your time, man. Thank you very much. And we are 85%. How often do you attend church or religious services? You say twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Once or twice a month. I mean, do online count?
I don't have that option in my system. I'm sorry.
Okay. I would say once or twice a month. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I got to do better.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations. For each, please tell me how often you regularly watch or read them in the span of a week. Let me know if you watch or read very often, somewhat often, not that often, or seldom to never. Now, CNN is the first one.
Well, sometimes. Yeah.
Okay, that would be very often, somewhat often, not that often.
Yeah, not that often.
Okay, thank you. What about Fox News?
Never.
Thank you. And MSNBC?
I would say somewhat, well.
The options that I have, I'm sorry, I interrupted.
Go ahead.
Very often, somewhat often. Not that often, or seldom to never?
Not that often.
Thank you. And the next one would be, let's see. Okay, network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS?
God, when was the last time I watched them? God.
Let me repeat the options for you. Very often, somewhat often, not that often, or seldom to never.
Seldom to never.
Thank you. And the other one, the last one on this part here, which is your local TV news.
Oh, all the time.
That would be very often?
Yeah, very often. Very often.
Thank you, ma'am. Just a few more questions here. Actually, we're almost done, 92%. Regardless, and highly appreciate your time, ma'am, and your kindness. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Oh, I'm a Democrat.
Okay, will you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not too strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, which of the following best describe your current health insurance coverage? Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse employer, health insurance you bought and pays for yourself, or not health insurance?
Well, I have military insurance, so I don't know how that, I guess it would be through my employee because, I have insurance, like when I went into the military and then I retired, so I retained my insurance. And I also have outside insurance that I bought myself. So I have military insurance and then I have like, outside insurance that I pay for, that I pick myself and I pay for.
So, okay. If you had to select one, would be the insurance provided by you or your spouse employer, or the one you bought and pay for yourself. Which one should I select?
Well, I would say my employee, which would be the military, because that's the one that it's my highest insurance. So okay. I'll just go with my employer because that's the military.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And now, what is the primary? Who is the primary breadwinner in your household?
I am.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, will you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the household? Just stop me when I get to it. Will you say under 15,000, between 15 to 30,000, between 30 to 50,000, between 50 to 75,000, between 75 to 1? That one?
50 to 70, yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
Thank you very much. That was my last question, ma'am. Highly appreciate your time, patience, and answers. My name is Chris, and highly appreciate your assistance, okay?
You're quite welcome.
Once again, thank you very much, and have yourself a wonderful and a great night, ma'am.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Good night.
You guys ready to go? Yeah, we're ready to go.